This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My full name is Martin Jeffery. I'm from Winchester. We're doing the Plumbing Level 2 course and we're on week 2.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Martin. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was a police officer. As every officer does, I started off as a constable, did 5 years up in London, then moved to Portsmouth, did another about 4 or 5 years there, then promoted North Hampshire, worked in the control rooms, answering the 999 calls and making sure all the serious incidents that go on in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight were dealt with properly. And then more recently, I was promoted to chief inspector. I was in charge of a division, what we described as the Test Valley part of Hampshire, making sure that, again, the people in Test Valley were looked after, kept safe and well. And my final thing before leaving the police was looking after some of the more governmental type documents. So they would come into the organisation, I would do what I could to make some sense of it and then brief the more senior members of the organisation.
So you basically decided to change career then and take up plumbing. Have you always had a, sort of an interest in plumbing then?
Well, certainly DIY in general. For many years, I've been watching the DIY type programmes and doing various bits and pieces around the home. Not only plumbing, but other bits and pieces as well. And I thought it's probably about time that I made sure I was starting to do some of the things properly. And so get some professional qualifications, make sure I've done things right, and then hopefully be able to make sure that everything I do is up to the necessary standards.
So, Martin, let's talk about the practical training then, which you're on. How are you finding that?
Well, to be honest, that's something that's completely outside of my personal experience of actually doing the hands-on with the tools and the materials, and certainly that's the biggest benefit I'm experiencing from it. A lot of the learning and dealing with legislation and that sort of stuff, obviously, is a bit more second nature. So it's really important for me, these couple of weeks that we're on at the moment, getting hands-on tools, pieces of pipe, joining, whether it be push fit or soldering. It just really is the most important part of the course, as far as I'm concerned, to make sure that I can do these things right and actually end up with a professional appearing job at the end of it.
So you're on your second week, aren't you, of the training?
That's correct, it's second week, week two.
What jobs are you doing this week then?
Well, this week we've basically planned out a bathroom, prepared materials lists, we've got to prepare a quotation and install from effectively the supply pipe a complete bathroom suite. All the underfloor plumbing, all the above floor plumbing, connecting waste as well as supply pipe. So the whole job, as well as writing down how we've done it, what we've used to do it, and effectively generating a quote for the customer to say whether or not they'd employ us in the first place.
As you mentioned obviously before that you're a former police officer, so obviously you'd be used to all the theory work, you'd be used to all the paperwork that goes with that job. Let's talk about the theory part of the course then. How have you found that?
Well, again, that is something that I do find a little bit less difficult than possibly some of the other people on the course, yet they're flying along with doing their pipe work. So it very much is a course that will pick up all your strengths and weaknesses. We've just done the water regulations exam. I don't know what the result is of that yet, but certainly it didn't feel to me to be that difficult, where some of the other people, when they've come out, have said how hard they found it. I've looked at their plumbing work and they've just done an excellent job under the floor and above and getting the things together.
Have you got any studying tips or any ways that you do that you've found have worked really well?
It is really important not only to use the materials which are supplied, but also to look up some of the things that they suggest that you look up. I've been out and bought the RAS book, which gives us all the regulations and as well as directing us to the various British standard numbers. That's all really useful because it gives you a more rounded feel for everything that's going on. Likewise, things like building regulations change almost on a daily basis, it seems. So to keep up to date on those things, you do need to use internet access and things to get you the latest versions, because some of the numbers change and it might actually give you a wrong steer if you don't try and keep up to date as well as reading the material that comes along.
So, Martin, you're someone that's obviously decided to change career. Have you got any advice then for the people that want to take up plumbing or want to take up a trade about what to do?
The way that I went about it, again, just a very simple internet search. I looked for effectively distance learning of the trade skills. Train for Trade was one of the ones that came up. I filled out the online application form and here I am now. Yeah, it is a bit of a step to take. You do have to think about it first of all. There is a commitment, both financially and personally, because you do have to set aside time to doing the studying if you're doing a distance learning. It's not something that just happens by itself. So you've got to be committed to it. But if you just fill in the form, somebody will come along and see you, talk you all the way through it and basically discuss what's the best course for you and how you can best go about joining it.